Hello, and you are listening to Now, the Over City Comedy Hour here on Richmond College KDEX Web Radio. I am Brian Burnell. With me in the studio is, right next to me, Kyle Crawford.
Good afternoon.
And, of course, Logan Vorster.
Good eye, mates.
Turn down your mic all the way down. And then there is the one, the only, Richard Martinez.
How's it going?
Had some technical difficulties, did we now, Bryant?
Are you on mic? Which mic are you on? One?
I'm on one.
Okay, just making sure. All right.
Hey, we need to find our tech producers.
Logan, having some issues today. Kyle, how you doing over there?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Well, today is, what day is today? Is today the 16th?
No.
Or it's the 13th.
It's Friday the 13th.
Wait, Richard, what is it?
It's Friday the 13th.
It's time to go see a guy with a freaky hockey mask.
Oh, yeah, that did come out today.
No, that came out last month.
That came out last Friday the
13th. Oh, okay.
Which apparently was last month.
What came out today? I know a movie came out today.
Did it?
It was The Last House on the Left.
Oh. That explains that commercial I kept seeing.
But yes, today is Friday the 13th.
Once again.
Alright, that's two. And then there's going to be another one in November.
Wow, at least that one's farther apart in time-wise. It's a little weird to see 2 months in a row.
There's a lot of Friday the 13th coming up. But, can any of you pronounce the word? The phobia word for Friday the 13th? Remember we were trying to look it up?
I don't...
Trigger
something, blah, 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 phobia.
Phobia. Why do you need such a long word to say you're scared of Friday the 13th?
I think the Latins.
It's always the Latins.
No, that is not a racist joke because they're dead.
The Latins. But, so Kyle, what are you doing over there?
Kyle's like, I'm just here for pictures. That's all I'm here for.
He's here because he wanted to hear his piano music at work again.
Piano music? What piano music? Okay. That actually, you know where that music comes from?
Where?
That's the NES Friday the 13th video game music.
Oh. Wow. So that was done on an NES.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's
pretty good.
Thought
it'd be fitting to play it, so.
Yay.
But we have a really exciting show today.
And we have a missing person.
Yeah, we had a missing person. Today was our friend Scott. His birthday was on the 10th, and he was going to come down for the radio show, and we were going to have him on, and we were going to have some fun and whatnot.
He didn't show up.
And he never showed up, and he never called anybody, and we were going to go to CC's afterwards. We'll still go to CC's afterwards.
We still go to CC's because that is an OV City thing anyway.
Exactly. So, and Scott, I don't know where you're at, man. You didn't call me. You didn't call Richard. We don't know what happened. It's like back in Christmas when we were going Christmas shopping, everybody, and you just...
Someone goes missing.
Disappeared for an hour. We didn't know where you were at. And Kyle is the official OB City photographer, so he's taking pictures of everything, of the wall.
He was taking a picture of a light switch.
The wall's fascinating.
A light switch.
Look, there's a picture there.
What happened when Kyle, what happened when we were over at Michael's house? And Scott was there, and he was looking at the water heater or something. I had already left.
Was it at my house?
No, it was at Michael's house. Remember, it was you, me, Michael, and Philip, and Scott. We went over to Michael's house that one day, and everybody was playing video games, and Scott was there, and he was tasing, and you were tasing the grass, and and Scott was like doing some sort of mathematical stuff about it. And then he went over and talked about the water heater for a while, and just said bye.
What?
Oh gosh, what did you want to know about it?
Well, what happened when I wasn't there? Like, what was he saying?
We don't remember. Do we remember anything he says?
I remember. Yeah, Richard remembers this. Remember when we were filming? We were filming a movie. Logan, I'm not sure if you remember this or not.
This when he was looking at something at Kyle's house?
No. This is when we were filming James Bond Jr. 2. We filmed a movie based on the cartoon series James Bond Jr. 2 back in 2003, And there's a scene.
The middle school years.
Remember when, and Richard remembers it, I know, when you and Scott's character went to go see James Bond Jr.'s mother, and you had to tell him that Dr. Durange was coming to get him, and Scott had to explain it, and he was like, remember when he spoke really fast?
Yeah, I don't remember what he said, though, but it was like, he's like, we're going to go do it, go over here and go in the that guy's house and ask.
He is really good.
That's the reason why I actually, had Spanish class, and he'd always make me laugh because, you know, that's the time when he would talk really, 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 really fast. So I said, hey, do you want to be in a movie? He said, yeah. And here's, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but you know, we filmed a movie called Obi City the Movie, and there's a character in there called Emerald Slugwort. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but when I was filming the movie, I asked Scott, I said, I want you to play an Emerald, but I don't have a name for you. Just make one up. And he goes, how about Slugwort? I said, that'll work.
Slugwort.
So he just came up with that name. That was his name. But he is 20 years old, and he is lost. So if you see him, please tell him to call.
Please direct him towards the radio station.
Yes, tell him to, hey. He is about...
Right. He's about 6'1", wears glasses, and he talks like a robot. He's like, hey, what?
Is his head still long?
Yeah, I don't know. It grows every time we see him.
It's more like stretch.
Does he not look different every time we see him?
Yes, but...
It's from the alien experimentation that he goes through.
But
which is where he is right now. That's why we can't find him.
Uh-oh.
At least that's our theory. Oh, my God.
Either that or he's running super special experiments.
Yeah!
No Kool-Aid, man. No.
It's like, that's right, Kool-Aid. He's not Kool-Aid.
Fully Kool-Aid.
But no, so I'm kind of disappointed Scott couldn't make it today for the show. He sounded really excited, but he is off on Fridays after 10.
And he is dismantling a computer and putting it back together by memory.
I don't know. You know, he every time he sees me, he always tells me how the time machine's coming out. He always shows me the schematics, and he always brings parts that he's getting ready.
It's always a flux capacitor.
You know, if anyone really wants a sample of what we get from him, Ryan should give everyone the address to his MySpace and have him read his stories there.
Oh yeah, Scott is
the MySpace ones are a little different.
Huh? Which ones?
The blogs.
Well, if you go to the Obi City Comedy Hour, which is www.myspace.com/Obi City Comedy Hour, look on the friends list, and you just see Scott, and he has an atom bomb
picture explosion.
That's him. Go read his blogs. They're really fun, and he doesn't even remember writing half of them, and so we're kind of like, really, wow, flying unicorns and other stuff. Always about unicorns.
Fire-breathing unicorns.
Fire-breathing unicorns, and people getting torn apart and everything. So, Kyle, thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
Have you read them?
Yeah. When we did, what was it? It was Christina's Roast. We looked at them.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Did you read them, Richard?
No, I've seen them before, though. I remember looking through them, but I don't really
boobly. Some of them are like bibbidi dibbly or something like
that. Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Logan, have you read them?
No.
Logan, you need to read them. If you can stay up all night and read every single Dorm Dork comic, you can read Scott
Blair. Oh, yay. Now we're going to let this sit on my reputation, are we?
Every time we have a guest, we're like, you need to stay up and you need to...
I did not know a single one of the comics that he wrote, so I decided, okay, I'm going to read a few. Wow, these are interesting. Read a few more. Hey, I'm finally at the end of the... I'm finally finished reading every single comic. 1 a.m. Dang it.
Man, you know, that show didn't record either. I'm so mad. But
didn't?
No, it didn't. But I sent him an email, and he understood. And he said it was okay. So, but we're gonna have to have him back on, because he's a really great guy. He's a really great artist. And, but yeah, so. Wow. Has anyone got, has anything happened this week, any guys? Any dumb moment? Any what happened at work this week? Anything?
How about on my way home for the spring break?
Was it a dumb or what happened this week? What is it?
It was just a random idiocy of mine because I was getting tired of annoyingly loud dorm neighbors. It wasn't at work, and it wasn't really a dumb moment. It was just being a weirdo.
It was being really creepy.
This week.
Wait, work? What happened? Oh, this one. What?
Okay, enough. I was getting really annoyed from all the noise, so on the day we were packing up to leave for spring break, or I was anyway, and on the way out the door, I just stopped and went, yeah! Went in my car and drove off.
Logan, you can't yell like that on the radio.
Well,
you just, like, knocked all the sensors out. You can't yell like that on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
So your mic is going to be turned down for the show.
Well, it needed to be toned down anyway.
It's toned down.
It's not turned off, I just turned it down.
Are you there?
Yes.
Don't screw the radio mic. I think Richard has gone deaf.
I think my ears are bleeding. Hello? Is anyone there?
Kylie's over here taking pictures of thumbtacks.
He's taking a picture of a bug on the wall. It's so fascinating. Look, it's red.
The wild Kyle sits around all day taking pictures
of
thumbtacks.
As the slightly domesticated wild housefly.
Huh?
It's a wild housefly, but it's slightly domesticated.
Talking to the mic, Logan, you're like,
a slightly domesticated housefly, but it's really wild.
Are you going to go see Rush to Witch Mountain or whatever it's called?
Race to Witch Mountain.
Race to Witch Mountain.
I have no idea.
Kyle's gonna go see with Stephanie. Mm-hmm.
Don't go into the fridge, Jack. That's all I know. Two alien kids crashing on the planet.
With the Rock. The Rock's there to help them.
There was a movie made in the 60s or something called Witch Mountain.
Really?
I don't know, it was something my mom saw.
I think it was a book or an old original movie from the 60s.
From the 60s.
Yes.
60s.
So now, a movie has been made.
Anyways, they wanted to remake it and they asked The Rock, to be in it.
Oh, really?
Or he wanted to be in it or something like that. I don't remember.
When are the Kids' Choice Awards?
I don't know.
Who cares?
The Rock is hosting those.
Oh, really?
Or,
yeah.
The Rock, also known as Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, well, here.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The week is over, and OB City's going on spring break.
Don't feel bad. Hey, I know what'll cheer you up. It's peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time!
That's right, the OB City Comedy Hour will be returning March 27th on KDUX Richland College Web Radio. Until then, have a great spring break.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat! Peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat!
Wherever your spring break takes you, whether it's to Family Guy or to
Palm
Springs.
All right, so as you can tell from that song, the OB City Comedy Hour will be going on a little break because of spring
break.
Again, Logan, do not yell into the mic.
You should have just kept it at spring break.
Oh, my God.
Spring break.
Break. I lost my wallet and my keys in the sand. It's okay because it's spring
break.
About my gas, yeah. My Brody's driving fast, yeah. Watching all the ladies pass. First to the beach would never last.
And that is spring break song.
Oh yeah. That's what I want to do on my spring break.
Keep
my keys and wallets.
Keep on going with the song.
Hero,
huh? Keep on going.
But there was a song. It gets bad.
No, not the rest of the song. It's just up to the part where he says something about the pee.
Don't. Shh. I can't say that on radio.
Keep it G.
I won't have a show anymore. Shh. Okay, but yeah, so spring break is starting. Well, it's actually starting after we get out of here.
Isn't
so
it is starting. Doesn't it start
Depends
next week?
Depends on which school you go to.
Well, let's talk about what we're gonna do during the break, Kyle.
You first.
What are you gonna do during spring break?
I'm not ready to answer yet.
What?
Yes, you are.
Don't do nothing. I don't go anywhere.
Kyle has to work on spring break.
No, actually, I don't.
You have to work. You don't have to work. What day do you have off?
Well, I only work Wednesday and Friday, so.
Only Wednesday and Friday?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, and I get a break off of phlebotomy, so I don't have to worry about that all week.
What about Stephanie?
Work.
Oh, okay.
That's about it.
I'm saying we could film something that week.
Yes. Yeah,
so if you're not doing anything.
Yeah, like on
yeah
Tuesday,
we can.
Wednesday.
I'll pretty much be free except Wednesday and Friday. So,
all right.
If we want to get together and do anything, we can. So
Logan,
you know.
What are you doing? You gonna go film some sketches?
Well,
oh wait,
no, no,
oh,
no. I'll be taking pictures. I'll be taking pictures.
Oklahoma,
all spring break.
Beavers Bend, Oklahoma.
Wait, you're going to Beavers Bend, Oklahoma? What happened?
We're going to Beavers Bend, Oklahoma for camping for a couple of days. We'll probably be back by Sunday or something.
Oh,
either that or Saturday. I'm not really sure. And I'm not sure if we're still set to go to Big Springs to see my uncle or not.
So you're going to be gone all week?
Not all week, though. We're not going to be gone all week.
You come back soon.
I have an eye doctor's appointment, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or that might be a different week.
We'll figure
out. And then there's nothing on my list except for hopefully sleep.
Yeah, I always read a disclaimer.
Or something. Let's film something.
I always read a disclaimer.
I want to do something with devices.
Well, what about you, Richard? What are you going to do for spring break?
Well, what free time I have, I don't know.
Well, you want to film some sketches? You want to look for Scott?
Yeah, we'll go out into the parking lot and yell, Scott, are you here yet?
Yes, I'm over here.
Where?
He's waiting at Wendy's.
Yeah, I bet if we go to Wendy's, we're going to find Scott just sitting there. Oh, I'm here.
I thought you said we were meeting at Wendy's.
No, yeah, we said let's go meet at Sonic.
Oh, my God.
I thought you said Wendy's. Okay.
He did that. He went all the way to Wendy's. I can't believe it. We said Sonic. Did we not say Sonic?
Yes, we said Sonic.
And then he went home.
And then, yeah, then he went home.
He went home. We called him. Oh, you never should have. But.
And then he came back.
Yeah, then he came back.
We were able to get back in touch.
Man,
and
but
he
looks,
does not remember writing his blogs.
I don't know. Well, it looks like we're all going to have a very fun.
You can play it. All right, fun spring break.
Very fun
a
what?
A very fun weekend.
Yes.
I will stand this far away.
Break.
I wonder if that caught on the headphones.
Children of the night.
What?
They're not so very bright. They're scared of the light.
Okay.
No, but you're going to miss it. After the show, we're all going to go over to Kyle's house and watch a little movie called Howard the Duck.
Very little.
You know, I saw that movie. I saw that movie.
You saw Howard the Duck?
Yeah, I saw it on Hulu.
I've never even heard of Howard the Duck.
Oh, they had the whole movie on there?
Yeah, they got the whole movie. But and every couple, I think it's 30 minutes of the movie, it shows a commercial, and then it goes back to the movie.
Oh, okay.
That's what we are, aliens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a funny commercial.
It's funny, but it's kind of creepy at the same time.
No, I agree.
Street Fighter 4.
Street Fighter 4. Are you going to go see that movie?
No, that's a...
No, what? The new Street Fighter movie coming out in theaters.
No.
Logan wants to go see Wolverine.
Yes.
Why do you want to go see Wolverine 4?
Because I am like a lot of people that think Wolverine is awesome, and Hugh Jackman does a good job on it.
So he doesn't do a good job hosting the Academy Awards.
I don't pay attention to Academy Awards.
He did horrible. The whole thing was horrible. But I don't know. It has too many people. It has Ryan Reynolds in it as someone with a stick.
Oh, Deadpool.
Yeah.
I am the only one that knows most stuff about creepy Marvel stuff.
He just has too many characters.
Yeah.
I think Marvel. The thing about Marvel that they have so many characters, but they put them in too much in movies. You know, they're coming out with three more Spider-Man movies.
Three
more. I only knew there was going to be at least one more.
No, they signed up for three more.
Is the same guy going to be in all of them, or is it going to be someone else?
No, they're going to get the same guy, and they want to put Vulture.
Wow.
Lizard.
I'm going to go see that.
At the same time?
And the electric dude?
Yeah, the electric dude. And the
Electro.
And the Hunter.
The Hunter, I don't remember that guy.
The guy that with, like, the leopard.
Oh, the Russian guy.
Yeah, they won't put him in there. You know, it'd be horrible if they put Rhino. They bring Rhino into it.
Well, tell you the truth, I think they would kill it. You know, like when the X-Men came out, you know, the Juggernaut, you know, in that cartoon, he's really, really big, but in the movie, he's small.
Kind of compact.
I was expecting him to be, you know.
I didn't care much for X-Men 3.
No, X-Men 3 was horrible. They killed everybody.
That's because they switched directors.
Everyone lost their powers. It was so dumb.
It was annoying. They switched directors and it went bad.
They're rebooting Superman also. The Superman Returns did horrible.
One?
Yeah, Superman Returns was horrible.
Yeah, it was weird. Mainly because there weren't enough people to actually watch the other Superman movies.
No, it was horrible. It got boring. He had a kid, and it was like, what? They gave him a kid?
Well, if you were paying attention to the other Superman
movies. Yeah, I know. They gave him a kid, and he had to lift a...
It's coming soon, Jello Monster.
I don't know. It was really redundant.
Here, what do you think of Monsters versus Aliens?
It looks fun. It looks okay.
It's going to get a good rating because it's made for children.
It. Yeah.
He has no brain.
Just like everything else.
But it's funny. Have you seen the Monsters versus Aliens commercial?
Which one?
The one where the blob is like, ca-ca!
It's like, who are you signaling?
We're all here. Who are you signaling? We're all here.
It had a lot. That's Seth Rogen.
Yeah, that's pretty funny though.
I knew it sounded familiar.
And Colbert played the president.
Colbert?
Stephen Colbert.
Oh.
From the Colbert Report?
Yeah, he played the president of the United States.
Cool.
It's kind of funny because, you know, they saw that
girl scream.
Huh?
The girl scream.
What girl scream?
That was the first commercial for Monsters vs. Aliens.
Oh, okay. Did you hear who they're thinking about doing for the third Batman movie?
Who?
Eddie Murphy as the Riddler. And Shia LaBeouf as Robin.
They're going to kill it now.
Shia LaBeouf's going to ruin another good movie.
Yeah, okay. And for any Shia LaBeouf fangirls,
no, I think they're just going to ruin the new Batman.
I mean, Indiana Jones was horrible. I didn't even like Transformers. I got lost in the story. Not because of him. I just got lost. The special effects was amazing.
I was reading a webcomic that reviewed Transformers in a sense. It said, "Welcome to Dawson's Creek, co-starring the Transformers."
What?
That's how they started it out.
Where did you see that? Where did you read that ad?
VGCats.com.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, so there's a lot of bad movies coming. I heard Watchmen had some mixed reviews.
Watchmen was one of those movies where a lot of people say, man, I really hate this movie. And then there's a whole bunch of people saying, man, this movie was great.
You know, like I was saying, Alan Moore, he doesn't even take any money from any of the movies. V for Vendetta, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. It's his opinion, all the movies that have been made do not honor his comic book right. So he doesn't want any of the money. So all the royalties goes to the artists who help him with the comics. So he doesn't really get any of the money.
I want to work for him.
Yes.
Well, you know, he didn't like the director because he heard that he's like, because, you know, the director of Watchmen directed 300.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he never saw the movie, but he heard it didn't get good reviews and that it had a lot of not good undertones, and so he's probably going to ruin Watchmen.
This is Watchmen! Yes. Well, kick the guy that looks like Batman named Night Owl.
He created it to be a satire of comic book heroes. And it was actually, they were going to make the movie right after Batman in the 80s, but it fell through writing and production and stuff like that.
Oh, and that's where the whole Fox legal suit came in, right?
Yeah, Fox, and they didn't know if it was going to be made or not and everything. So it's a DC comic, isn't it? It's a Warner Brothers film, obviously, because it's, you know, it's DC.
Yeah.
I mean, all DC is Warner Brothers. I mean, that's how that is. What's going on, Logan?
That sounded like a fart.
Time to wrap up.
Time to wrap up. I want to say thank you to Kyle for coming down here. I want to thank you to Logan and Richard for coming down. I appreciate all you
guys
coming down.
Farewell.
Like I said, you guys are all kind of like the Three Stooges.
Yes. Yes, we are. I call Mo. Hey, come here.
Oh, but... like I said, I want to thank all you guys for coming down here. Really appreciate it. I guess we'll have to look for Scott.
Play the noise.
What noise?
The one from Austin Powers. Oh,
you do it. Scott!
What?
Austin Powers, one of the movies. I don't remember the lady's name, but on there, they're trying to get
his
son. And she goes, Scott! Like, really loud. It's funny.
But, all right, well, I want to thank everyone. I want to thank Bert Gilliam. I want to thank Dan Aykroyd. Everyone have a great spring break, a safe spring break. Don't do anything too crazy. Don't do anything the OB Citizens wouldn't do, which is not too much. So.
Don't get yourself on True TV.
don't be the guy that's on the news that happens to be on fire.
Don't be the one who was found dead in a shark act.
All right, well, that's enough for Logan and his gloom.
Ah,
All right. Well, everyone, say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye, folks. Bye.